This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. I'm already gone crazy.
No, it's good. We're having a good old time in the studio today.
We're having a great time.
And it's only about to get a lot better because we have two guests in the studio who are a part of one of my favourite communities in Melbourne, the Drag King community.
Yes.
We have the fabulous Rex Spandex and Jesse. Welcome to Mad Wednesday.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Now, as a part of Midsummer, you guys are having a pretty big party filled with Kings performing to celebrate 6 years of Kong's Kings.
6 years.
Now, it's so weird to think that it's been 6 years because I remember coming to the parties like, oh, my God, I'm sure I've got photos. Like, oh, my God, I'm sure I've got quite a few photos of
very early on.
Very early on.
Burn them all.
Absolutely not. I never delete anything. But it's so, you know, 6 years of Kong's is a pretty huge achievement.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And like we're just so excited that like we made it through. We made it through 6 years. We didn't die out.
Yeah.
Did get rocky a few times, but but we've made it through and we've got a lot to celebrate.
Well, the Drag King space is one that is harder because it doesn't get the same respect or attention that it quite frankly deserves. You know, I was at an event actually where Rocco was also, who is performing, Rocco DeMora, who's also a part of the Kong celebration, was performing, and one of the people went, it must be weird being a drag king in a drag queen's world. And Rocco and I were like, and I was dressed in drag, so I'm like, what do you mean a drag queen's world? Like, just because you watch a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race doesn't mean that that's what drag is.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one of the reasons why I love drag kings and I love watching them perform, because it's such a different energy and it's such a different style, and it's really exciting.
It is. Like, I think that that over the years, well, certainly in the last 6 years that Kong's has been running, the profile of drag kings has really risen quite a lot.
Absolutely.
And people are a lot more aware of, you know, the drag king art form being in existence than they ever were before.
Yeah, so you don't get as much of like the, oh, drag king, what's a drag king?
That's a nice change. One of the things as well, though, that must have been really good to be able to have the support of other kings around you. Mm. Like, you know, starting off on your own is one thing, but to be able to have, you know, and Kong's has gone through various interpretations over these 6 years, from monthly parties to not happening quite as regularly and giving exposure in different ways. Mm. But you'll always see you guys at chill outs doing a number or two. You'll always see you guys marching at Pride March. And it must really be really wonderful to have that kind of support for each other.
Yeah, it's very much a community, like the drag king world. We all kind of fall on each other and, you know, raise each other up, and it's all about, you know, supporting each other and being a community, because that's what we are. We're a marginalized group of people who are performing together to express that, and you know, it's all about the love within that.
So you've got your sixth birthday. It sounds like it's going to be a bit of a blowout.
Oh yeah.
Actually, yes.
I think one of the things I find really is really exciting about this is you've got over double your usual lineup for these.
And the usual lineup is massive. Like, the usual lineup for Kong is massive.
Well, how are we talking here? How many performers do we think there's going to be?
We've got about 13. There's a couple of double acts as well, though. So, like, we've actually, I think we've got about a total of 16 performers being on the stage. So,
fantastic.
We had so many performers wanting to be involved. We actually had a waiting list saying if people drop out, then we can get you in. But, we've got just so many people, which is wonderful. It really shows that we've really worked hard to build this community, and it's there and everyone wants to be a part of it. So, yeah, we're so excited.
But you know what? If you didn't get to perform, that doesn't mean you can't still get your king on and come and celebrate it that
Absolutely.
Night anyway.
Absolutely.
And there'll be a photo booth as well. So you've got to, you know, get some snaps.
Absolutely.
And stuff.
Definitely put the mo on.
I reckon, do you reckon you could king yourself up, Robbie?
Ooh, a bit of a glitter beard.
Drop down that chest and glitter beard.
Definitely get some eco glitter in that beard.
Oh, I know. No, not that horrible plastic stuff. I've done a little bit of drag queenie, but I don't like to give up the beard too often, so maybe this is the solution for me.
Yeah. This is your true calling.
It's just, there's something so awesome about watching drag kings perform because it is so different. The energy, the style is so different. You were mentioning Rex, that there's always, you know, you've got some double performances. And I remember coming to my first couple of Kongs and you'd have, you know, you'd have a drag king just performing with another female performer up on the stage, just, and they weren't necessarily in drag, but they were doing a duet. And it, there was something where you're just like, this is so cool. And and I've, you know, performed with Sexy Galaxy for years and had so much fun, fun doing that. And I love that, that completely different energy that comes through King's performance.
Yeah, and we've got like such a variety like at Kong's as well. Like, you know, we've got, you know, like Justin Tillica with all those smooth dance moves and we've got...
So I mean, let me just fan myself down when, you know, when Justin steps in.
We've got Dazza and Keith are going to be performing with us. This will be their first Kong's, we, actually, and we're really excited to have them.
Popping the Kong's cherry.
Like really hot right now. Going viral, as they say.
You also have a really exciting... You have a deaf drag performer on your lineup this year.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's the second time... Second time that they're performing with us?
Yep, second time.
The first time was absolutely amazing. It was so. It was the first time I actually got to see them perform. I was so excited.
Yeah, well, they do this really mesmerising sign singing, so it's like really fantastic. And at our last event, they did... Their name's Laurie, sorry.
Laurie.
We better give them a shout.
Laurie did this great Michael Jackson Thriller performance for our Halloween event, and it was absolutely fantastic. So we're really excited to have them back. And, our show is actually now fully Auslan interpreted. So
that's so good.
Our last three Kongs have been Auslan interpreted. And, we're really excited to welcome back, actually, the interpreters who used to sign for...
King
Victoria, that time ago. So we're really excited to bring those communities back together again. It's it's a huge crossover, actually.
And many of us do forget there is a rich drag king history that we have here in Victoria.
Yeah.
And that, as a performer myself, it is really great when you get to perform with an Auslan interpreter. It takes your performance to a completely another level, that not just visually for the audience, but for yourself as well. And that's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's really great. We're so excited about that. Yeah.
So if you've never gotten your king on before, or if you just want to get your king back out of the closet, this is going to be the event for you. Mm-hmm. It's the 6th birthday blowout of Kong's Kings, and it's absolutely fantastic. You know what? We're going to keep you guys in the studio. We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on nattering. So we're going to tell you more about it after that. But before we go, we're giving away a double pass to Nocturnal at the moment on the show, and we're asking people what keeps you up at night when things are nattering around in your brain. Now, we've got one message in from Anne. She says, these days my snoring keeps me up and wakes me up every single time. What keeps you guys up at night?
I actually have a 3-year-old and
that'll do it.
he needs to get up and go to the toilet in the middle of the night sometimes. That's that's a joy. So that yes, that keeps me up
at
night.
That'll do it, yeah.
Also Netflix.
TV shows. Like, I have this danger of constantly putting on my iPad another TV show and then suddenly I just keep on watching it.
Yeah.
And
next minute you're like, oh, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's how I seem to roll.
I've done two series. This is good.
These tickets are still up for grabs. So if you're at all interested in this fantastic event, do get your messages in. Let us know what keeps you up awake at night. You can text 0427. Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
You can't have won anything in the past week and you have to be a Joy member. But right after this, we're going to be back getting our Kongs on a little bit more and talking all thing Kings. You're on Mad Wednesdays with... I don't know what's going on. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And we are in at the studio joined by... Rex Spandex, my brain has... And Jesse Dean, my brain just lost itself completely.
Two of Melbourne's excellent premier drag king performers.
Yes, a part of Kong's Kings that are doing a 6th birthday blowout as a part of the Midsummer Festival. But that's not all that's going on. Now, you guys are going to be at Carnival Day, aren't you?
Oh, we sure are. We're actually having our own booth at Carnival this year, so we're super excited about that.
That's fantastic. So you can come and get a snap with a king.
Yes.
You can.
Awesome.
And we're going to be doing a bit of drag face painting as well. So
wonderful. Are you guys performing on any of the stages?
Yes. I'll be performing at the picnic stage at 2:30.
Oh, lovely. So what I love about the picnic stage is normally around where near Thorn Harbour is, but what I love is there's all that space under the palm trees and most people... position themselves there and then just spend the whole day. So you've got the dog yep. show there. You guys are going to be performing at 2:30. I think I do Lip Sync Limelight from 4.
Oh, gorgeous.
So it's a whole lot of fun. So that's absolutely awesome. Mm. Mm. And isn't it nice now that, you know, we all used to try to be on the main stage all the time, but now the picnic stage is just as big.
Yes, the picnic stage is lifted off a little bit.
That's really great. It's just so chill over there. Yeah. You really can, like as you say, just sit there, like set up a posse with your picnic blanket and be there all day.
Emphasis on the chill.
Now, we've gotten a message in, haven't we, Robbie?
We do. It seems like you have some fans out there, Jessie Dean. I've got a message here that says, that Jessie Dean sounds like a total stud. It sent them directly into my pants. That is with love from Bust Her.
Yeah, I believe Bust is going to be performing at Kong's party as well.
Yeah, we've got the original lineup actually.
Oh my god!
The very first Kong's Kings lineup performing, which will be amazing.
Some are coming out of retirement especially. So
this is so awesome. If you guys honestly, if you've never done a Kings performance, this is one that is not going to miss. It's a huge celebration. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. The biggest lineup you guys have ever had at any of your events, and I think are you guys like the longest running now Kings event in Melbourne.
Which is
absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Now chucking out some details, it is happening on the 25th of January at Howler. So you can go to the Midsummer website and get yourselves tickets. You've got Kongs, all go to kongskings.com. It's the easiest way in which you want to do it, where you can get your Kings on, and it's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Another way to find out more about the Kings would be to go and see them at Carnival.
Mm. Yes, come and talk to us. Why we'd love love to,
especially if you've ever thought about trying out the art form. Because,
oh, gosh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I know from our own communities that we've been a part of, it's so exciting sort of with new people coming through and, you know, getting to sort of mentor them and give them a space where they feel comfortable.
Absolutely. Exactly. And they always come up with such fresh and, like, new ideas, and they push the art form further.
Yeah.
And Kongs has always had a culture of really supporting, like, new performers to come through and have a go on the stage. So, yeah, we're really proud of that.
So quickly before we've got to go, if we were going to turn Robbie into a drag king, what do we reckon is a good name for Robbie?
Oh, there's so many Robbies. I mean, I personally kept my actual name. So I feel like we should play with Robbie.
Yeah,
Robbie is good.
Keep Robbie. I want to work on it. Some sort of pun with Robbie Williams. You know.
Oh, that's
good. I could do a bit of Robbie Williams sort of sexy moving around the stage. You could see that, can't you, Dick?
Can you? Well, I guess maybe we'll find out if you get your king on. Maybe Carnival Day is the day for you to run around like a king.
Yes.
Robbie Millions.
Oh, see, it's perfect, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Jesse and for Rex. It's been absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. You can find out all the details about Kong King's 6th birthday blowout on the Midsummer website or go to kongskings.com. Nice and easy. Yeah. Get all your details there. Get to the party. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much.
Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.